I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Now for a look inside the world of sports sifted through the blogosphere. For more on that, we put in play NPR's Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai.
So, Tony, tell me about this sports blogosphere.
Well, you know, Farai, this is something new for us here at News and Notes, a sports bloggers roundtable. The sports blog has increasingly become a way for fans to read about the things that they're thinking and talking about. So here to discuss the role that the blogosphere is playing in the world of sports are three bloggers. Justin Grant is a writer for Alpha Blog Sports. Mike Tillery, he writes for the blog Starting Five. And Gregory Lee is online sports editor for the Boston Globe. Gentlemen, welcome to News and Notes.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hello, how you doing?
Let's start with this one. What exactly, Justin, I'm going to bring this to you. What exactly is the sport blog offering that other forms of media are not?
Well, basically, the sports blog is taking readers behind the stories of what you're going to find in the newspaper. You're going to find different irreverent type things, things that you would not find in mainstream news. And then also you have different blogs such as Deadspin.com, where you actually get some nice takes on, just what's going on in the world of sports. And you also find some, you get to see players in compromising positions. You might find athletes. There was actually a link on Deadspin to the Boston Red Sox celebrating their AL East crown at a bar, getting drunk. So that's the type of thing that you're going to see in the world of sports blogging.
Well, Mike, who are these bloggers? Are they casual or diehard fans?
I think the bloggers are very diehard fans. Some of them are casual. Some of them just want to get across their opinions of sports in a casual fashion. Then you have other writers that want to be more serious, or it just really depends on what type of genre that they want to write in.
Well, Greg, you are all African-American bloggers, and you're reading other blogs out there, of course. What makes black blogs unique in the blogosphere, or are they?
I think, first, there really aren't many black bloggers. As with just journalism or just in this sphere, we're just starting to get into it. But the difference is from what I've read from the various black bloggers I've seen out there, we bring in a different perspective of how we see things. We bring in more of an edge that's a little bit more colorful, brings in a little bit more hip-hop-ish type thing, a little pop culture, but more of a street thing, which is cool. It's a different take than the type of humor that I'm accustomed to than some other bloggers, some other bigger bloggers who some of the humor I can't get into because I can't really relate. So some black bloggers bring voice to things that I've seen through my experience.
Let me follow up that on that point with you, Justin, because how can you tell, for example, that a blogger is black? Is it by what they say or what they talk about, or should we even be able to tell?
Well, I think Greg touched on that. It relates to the pop culture references. In the sports blog world, you see a lot of melding between sports and what's going on in pop culture. So on Alpha Blog Sports, we've had numerous references to hip-hop comparisons, comparing athletes to rappers and things like that. So that's the type of thing you're going to see on a black blog. On a white blog, you're going to have more of that white, sarcastic frat guy type of attitude.
So you should be able to tell just by reading is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell which culture the writer's coming from just by reading it.
This is for all three of you. What about credibility? How can you tell who, for example, one of you just talked about the Boston Red Sox being in a bar after they won the division. How can you tell what's credible on a blog and what's not? Let me start with you, Mike.
It really just depends on what their perspective. I don't like us at the Starting Five. We really want the reader to be informed through our research. We really want to make sure the reader gets a proper perspective and then can also think for themselves as it relates to the stories that we post. I usually interview a lot of ESPN journalists or journalists, any kind of journalist, and I really want them to get across their opinions that they can't write on ESPN.
Well, Greg, you're an editor at the Boston Sports, at the Boston Globe Online. How much editing is involved in blogging, and how do you figure out who's credible and who's not in the blogosphere?
Well, we have a different definition of blog. The blog arena is very so-called complicated. I had dinner with a head coach a couple weeks ago, and he made a statement that there's so many different outlets out there that bloggers really it hurts the mainstream media in terms of like the beat writers, and like they can't tell who's who. He gave the example how, you know, there's the blogger at ESPN, the sports guy, and he's real good, Bill Simmons. He has great humor, great writing touch. But the things that he writes in terms of, like, you know, critical analysis of players and stuff like that, he's never in a locker room to really talk to them, to actually face up after criticizing them. So you can't really tell, who's credible in terms of actually being there. You know, at the Boston Globe, we have blogs, but more of news updates of what's going on during the day with a particular team. If you write anything critical, the reporters are there the next day to face the music with that subject. So there's two types of, you know, things. Newspapers are trying to figure out how to get in the blog, you know, be a blog, but there's a different definition of blogs and newspapers than any other venues.
Let me reset the table before we go on to our next topic. In case you are just joining us, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. This is our first ever sports blog roundtable, and we are joined by Justin Grant, who is a writer for Alpha Blog Sports, Mike Tillery, who writes for the blog Starting Five, and Gregory Lee is online sports editor for the Boston Globe. Justin, it just so happened, because this was our first blog, that when we invited the three of you, that you turned out to be guys. It wasn't designed to be that way, but let's talk about gender and females who are in the blogosphere. Are they present? I know that they are present, but are they present in large number?
Well, for me, the only prominent female journalist I know is Jemele Hill on ESPN. Scratch that, also Selina Roberts of the New York Times. But I think that as far as the blog world is concerned, it kind of reflects real life. Primarily, men are the main sports fans, and because blogs are driven by diehards, that's who's really doing most of the writing.
Mike, is that your view, too?
That's my view, too, yeah. We have, I think there's one prominent blogger. Her name is, she writes from Leave the Man Alone, and she really writes from a woman's perspective. I've interviewed Jemele Hill just to give that touch on our site, but no, there are not many female journalists. I think it's even less than the black bloggers that are out there, and that's unfortunate.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because in terms of, let's take the Isaiah Thomas case. Everyone in the sports world knows about that he was found guilty of sexual harassment. And there is this issue as to whether or not Al Sharpton is going to boycott him because Thomas used the B word in his testimony. And some of the blogs that I have seen where the females have chimed in on this, they've been offended by some of the language that the bloggers used, regardless as to the position they took over what Isaiah Thomas said. What about that, Greg?
Well, the typical, you know, as we talked about earlier, about most of the bloggers who are writing is more of the frat, you know, most of them is more of the frat boy type of attitude that, you know, there aren't people there to, you know, to defend, black females in the positions what Isaiah Thomas had issue and that sort. So there's really no one, there's no balancing out to challenge write-ups of the bloggers. As we said earlier, most of them are of the, you know, frat boy mentality, which is, you know, there's no holds barred. So there's no really context or perspective given on these blogs about what it, you know, the offensive that Mr. Thomas had.
So if we go on, finish your point.
Especially with regard to black women. So there's no really perspectives. You know, most of the bloggers don't really have that kind of perspective. They're not trying to go there.
If we go on the blog today, Mike, the hot topic is going to be what? The top two or three topics on the blog today?
On the blog today, most likely it's going to be the NFL, especially at this time of the week, and really just talking about specifically the New England-Dallas game coming up this weekend.
So I guess we should go to Greg, because Greg is in Boston, and Beantown is really hot right now, Greg, with the Red Sox and the ALCS, the Patriots going up with their undefeated season so far, and the Celtics, who opened with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen over in Europe. The people in Boston are really blogging like crazy, I imagine.
Oh, yes. I read the various blogs in Boston. And New England fans are unlike any other fans around the country. They are really rabid. They're really passionate. But they're also really well-read, and they will read a lot of things. I mean, you can't get enough of Red Sox material on our website. Same thing with the Patriots, with their run and playing a big game against Dallas this week. And, of course, with the Celtics, it's going to be a big deal, too. So, yes, the different websites we have that I read every day about what's going on with every team. Everyone wants to know what's the latest with Manny Ramirez. Will Jacoby Ellsbury start instead of Coco Prince with J.D. Drew? So everyone is going to the sites and putting their take on those issues.
How much of this is regional, fellas? Because I'm thinking now we're in Los Angeles. So the big blogosphere story in this part of the country is Kobe Bryant and whether or not Jerry Buss is willing to dump him this season or in the near future. But I imagine that's not necessarily such a big topic in other parts of the country. What about that, Justin?
Well, certainly in New York, the big topic right now is Joe Torre's status with the New York Yankees. From the sense that I'm getting in the New York blogs, a lot of people feel like Joe Torre has kind of been Bobby Coxing it through his past few seasons, meaning that he has the calm approach that's necessary to succeed during the regular season. But when the playoffs come, he lacks the urgency that's needed to make the moves to get his team over the top.
Even though he's won four World Series?
Even though he's won four. You know, people have a very short memory in these parts. What have you done for me lately? And they haven't won in a long time.
New Yorkers are really tough. I don't know if they're
tough
tougher
town,
than
man.
Philly or not. Mike, what's your take about what the hot stories are in terms of how they differ from region to region? And we're coming to the end of the time that we have.
Yes, it really just depends on the team, the sports teams that are located in your area. It's like, I'm a Yankees fan. I think the whole thing with Joe Torre is about the lack of pitching. That's the reason why they lose this time of year.
Yeah.
And I think that really should be discussed nationally. And if it's discussed out of New York, then maybe the national news will pick it up and speak about it more objectively instead of just saying that, these guys lost in the playoffs from year to year.
So do you think that the blogosphere, black, white, or otherwise, but especially black, do you think, this is my last thing, that it is going to expand significantly in the near future? Greg, I'm going to come to you.
Just as, from my experiences in sports journalism, blacks are getting more opportunities to be sports journalists, I think there'll be more vehicles for African Americans to get in the blogosphere, just like with sports radio. Now, with the Two Stews doing real well, I think America is, branching out and reaching out to more, getting more African Americans. We have an African American who leads one of the lead sports talk shows in Boston. So once African Americans, a couple people get out there and make a name for themselves, I'm sure it'll encourage more people to do it.
I want to thank all three of you guys for coming out for our very first Sports Bloggers Roundtable. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again. If we invite you, will you come back?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Mike
Absolutely.
Tillery writes for the blog Starting Five. Justin Grant blogs for Alpha Blog Sports. Justin joined us from our NPR studios in New York. And Greg Lee is online sports editor for the Boston Globe. He joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston.
And that was NPR's Tony Cox. Thanks.